Hello, Awe Islanders. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. Looking for a particular favorite story or special meditation? Want stories about dragon or episodes read by a female or male narrator? You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one. Fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel the warmth in your hands and slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now apart again. Then towards each other. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you rest your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoy the feeling of energy as it warms your body. The energy flows up to your forehead and divides to rest on both sides of your head. Feel it flowing behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders with warmth. Now the energy streams to meet in your chest, warming your heart. Feel the warmth and take another deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your heart. Once more, loving energy flows up to your forehead and divides, rolling to either side of your head. It flows behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders. The energy streams join together in your chest, warming your heart. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath in and out. Imagine the energy stream dividing again, this time flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel its warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy flowing across your shoulders, relaxing them, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands slide lightly down to your arms, bringing energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Enjoy the gently flowing stream of energy and take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly in and out. Feel the warm, loving energy fill your heart and then overflow. One more time. Imagine the energy stream dividing and then flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy rolling across your shoulders, relaxing them. With your hands holding on to your shoulders, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands lightly slide down your arms, drawing the energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy stream, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in, nice and cozy. Okay. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is First Ride. The blue bicycle slept peacefully next to the little red tricycle in the cozy garage. Sunshine slipped through the cracks of the large door, and Bing the bicycle knew it was morning. As the door rumbled and slowly rolled up, Trudy the tricycle awoke. Both Bing and Trudy relaxed in the warmth of the sunlight, filling the garage. Bing, who was a little taller than Trudy, looked up across the car's hood and saw the little girl and boy walk into the garage with their mom and dad. Bing smiled and said to the tricycle, "I think we're going out for a ride today." "Really?" Trudy said. "How do you know?" The bicycle replied, "I can see that the little boy and girl are wearing helmets, and I'm pretty sure they only wear those when they're going for a ride." Sure enough, the little boy and girl walked over to the tricycle and bicycle and gently rolled them out of the garage. With Mom beside her, the little girl hopped up onto the bicycle. Bing was proud. She had been practicing her balancing for a while now, and the little girl only wobbled a tiny bit on the still bike. The little girl had also been practicing how to stop her bike when it rolled too quickly, and she was really good at that too. Now she was ready to ride. The bicycle looked over and saw that the little boy had hopped onto the tricycle, pedaled furiously, turned too quickly, and tumbled into the grass. Trudy was tilted over, her handlebars lying in the grass. The little boy picked himself up, still smiling, and gently set the little tricycle back up onto her wheels. She looked a little surprised. Once Bing realized that Trudy and the boy were okay, he laughed. After all, it was a bit funny. Then, slowly and carefully, they all rolled their way over to the bike path. The girl and Bing stayed in front of Trudy and the little boy. The bicycle was moving a little slower than the little boy wanted to go, and he occasionally bumped Trudy's front tire into Bing. "Hey," the little girl said, "I need more room." Bing held the little girl steady as her parents encouraged her little brother to stay further back. The tricycle held her own pedals a little tighter so that it wouldn't be so easy for the little boy to zip up to his big sister. The bike path was right next to the forest, and both the bicycle and tricycle thought they saw something green and red sitting in the bushes. The dragon had found some raspberry bushes and was busy eating the sweet berries when the little girl and boy rolled by. The dragon stayed very still, hoping that they didn't notice. As soon as the kids and their parents passed by, the hungry dragon began to eat the berries once again. The little girl thought she heard something in the forest. She turned to look back towards the sound, and she turned the bicycle's front wheel. Down she went. It was Bing's turn to feel surprised. The little girl was lying in the grass with her bike on its side. That was their first tumble. The little girl took a deep dragon breath in and out. And stood back up, announcing that she needed to watch where she was going. She picked her bicycle back up and checked to see if Bing was okay. Her brother and parents checked to see if she was okay. Once everyone knew that they were both fine, they all smiled. Now it was time to head back home. On the way back, Bing noticed that the little girl was becoming more and more confident. Though she did fall a couple more times, Bing made sure to steer her towards the soft grass. The bicycle and the tricycle were both impressed by how the little girl kept trying and how she kept improving. Soon, the garage was in sight. It had been a long, steady ride, and Bing and Trudy yawned. It had been a big day for both of them, and they felt ready for a nap. The little bicycle wished everyone well, thinking of all he had to be grateful for. Bing was grateful to help the little girl as she learned how to ride. He was happy to have found soft patches of grass for her to fall on so that she wasn't hurt. The little bicycle was thankful to have Trudy as a friend. It was fun to have someone to share the rides with, looking forward to the next ride. The little bicycle squeezed himself tight and then relaxed. The little tricycle joined him as he took a deep dragon breath in and out. Bing took another dragon breath, calming his body. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. Both the tricycle and bicycle fell asleep, dreaming of riding alongside each other and helping the children. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.